A Witch Come True, The Apprentice Witch, Book 3. Written by James Nicol and read by Elizabeth Nolden.
Here you are, miss. This is St. Morag's.
The taxi driver nodded as a church-like building came into view, squeezed between a department store and a motor car showroom.
Who are you visiting, then?
My dad, Ariamwyn replied quietly, glancing once more at her grandmother's telegram. She'd read it 100 times on the various slow trains from Lull and at least twice in the taxi ride from Kingsport Station. The paper was all crumpled from where she had gripped it tightly. The taxi pulled alongside the pavement outside of St. Morag's as she read it again. Miss Ariamwyn Flora Gribble, The Spellorium, 38 Kettle Lane, Lull. Ariamwyn, your dad returning to Kingsport today. Come soon as possible. He will be at St. Morag's Military Sanatorium, Marshall Street, Kingsport. Grandma, kiss, kiss, kiss.
Well, I hope he's all right, miss. Seems to be good news, now the fighting in the Eurus is all over and done with anyway. That'll be a shilling, please.
Ariamwyn handed over the money and climbed out of the taxi. She glanced up at the high stone arches and castle-like turrets of St. Morag's. The sky above had grown cloudy. She stuffed the telegram into her coat pocket and tried to shake away her unease as she raced up the steps. In a few moments, she would see her father for the first time in... She couldn't remember how long. Shouldn't she be excited? She was excited, but her stomach wobbled nervously as she pulled open the huge door. She still wasn't sure how badly he had been wounded or what his wounds even were. Would she recognize him? Would he recognize her? Would he look ill? A sharp medicinal tang hit her as she entered the large atrium. Nurses and doctors hurried across the room into the several long corridors leading away from it, too busy to notice a young witch hesitating beside the door.
"Excuse me, I'm looking for..."
Ariamwyn tried quietly as a doctor approached, but he simply gave her a quick glance up and down and marched past. Ariamwyn sighed, wandering further inside. There were no signs anywhere.
"Mind out of the way!" a loud voice called, and Ariamwyn turned just in time to narrowly avoid being mown down by a nurse pushing a large wheeled bed.
"Sorry," Ariamwyn said, hopping to one side. "Oh, wait, can you tell me where I can find my dad, please?" she gabbled quickly. "He's a patient here, Sergeant Gribble."
The bed slowed and the nurse, all apple cheeks and starched apron, sighed gently.
"Dearie, we've got about 70 patients here at the moment, and it's all sixes and sevens, I can tell you, what with all the soldiers coming back from the fighting. Try down there. Most of the newly arrived gentlemen are in rooms down that corridor."
She pointed down a long, whitewashed hallway.